Okay, hi everyone. My name is Kafsa and I don't regularly use Audioboo, so if this doesn't come out right or if it's not posted in the right place, then please accept my apologies. Okay, so in regards to the topic of volunteering and getting into jobs, I think it's a very sort of interesting topic because I think the sort of mainstream sort of thinking is that, you know, it's really difficult for blind people to get into a job and to find an employer that will sort of accommodate their sort of needs. And, this might be true, but it's not sort of as sort of scary as it would seem on the outskirts. I mean, I started volunteering about 2 years ago with my local society for the blind, and it was then that I sort of decided that I wanted to sort of stay in the charity sector. Although before that, I sort of had my heart set on psychology, but obviously I sort of changed as I started to get into sort of more sort of experiencing more working in the charity sector. And then my role sort of there was mainly based around sort of teaching people who are new to sort of sight loss how to use a computer with speech, and just generally sort of getting the confidence back in sort of getting online and sort of making them realise that, you know, they could still access the world outside and stuff like that. While I was volunteering with Sight Concern, I also was volunteering at my secondary school, and that was sort of mainly based around sort of talking to young VI children about sort of life after school and what sort of support in terms of would be available to them in further education. And I also was given the opportunity to volunteer with a company who was developing a computer training program for blind people in West Africa. And I was sort of helping them to write a training program that would involve using a Braille key. Don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. It's a port set Braille key. It looks more like a toy, but I think it was still a pretty good piece of kit considering how much it was worth and what it did. And just generally getting sort of helping them to write a program that would enable them to take the written program and deliver it to officials in West Africa, who would then be able to pass on the training to sort of young children and visually impaired employees, etc. And then I was given the opportunity to apply for a vacancy on RNIB's trainee grade scheme. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it's just basically a scheme that allows blind and partially sighted people to gain work experience, paid work experience. And I worked in RNIB for a year as a digital media and culture assistant. I'd say that was probably one of the best things that I ever did. It was such a real good experience. Just to be in a work environment and know that I was actually doing something, that I was actually being made to feel valued for something that I did. While I was on the trainee grade scheme, I was supported with job search, etc., and sort of given the necessary skills to go out into the real sort of workplace. And through there, I applied for my current job, which is a benefits advisor at a Citizens Advice Bureau, and I really enjoy it. In terms of sort of looking back over the 2 years, I think when I kind of sit back and think about it, I think initially it was quite a daunting sort of prospect. But as you go through the workplace and you learn to question things, you learn to become more assertive and you learn to become more resilient to difficult situations. And I think that even a tiny knockback, if you can come through that, it sort of gives you that strength and determination to carry on fighting your battles. And I think that's the most important thing, because to say that everything is smooth and easy would be lying. But if you can get the skills and the ability to fight your own corner, then I think it's doable. And I hope that's useful, and I hope it's not a load of ramblings.